So, I will harden Pharaoh's heart. In the consequence, I will lay my hand on Egypt with mighty acts of judgment. I don't think it's in our business to pray prayers of hatred and curses against the people that are making things difficult for us. When I hear that kind of prayer, I sometimes don't taste love, but sometimes I also don't feel like this person knows a God who can overrun the person on his own way. Why can't you pray that you succeed? And in the process, the person gets to know God, rather than just praying a prayer that the person should be destroyed, that your enemies should be destroyed. I know the psalmist does pray such prayers, but if you look at the totality of the scriptures, go to the New Testament and listen to Moses, listen to Paul, encouraging us to pray for those who persecute us, to love people who do not love us. And in Romans 12, it says it's like you're putting coals of fire on him. You love him, he hates you. You love him, he hates you. It's like you're putting coals of fire and you finally burn him out. So God himself will do what he wants to do. But please understand, he is interested in the Egyptians getting to know him. And your desire similarly should be for these tyrants who are giving you a very rough time, that even through your encounter with them, even through their roughness to you, that God will use you somehow to turn their heart to him. I think that's what you need to have in mind.